Bringing hope to many around the globe. Transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otabil. And now, today's word.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. If you want to put a title to my message today, it is The Good Fight of Faith. The Good Fight of Faith. Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 3 says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. And that's very important. It means the testimonies in the Bible, the testimonies of Abraham, of Sarah, the testimonies of Elijah, testimonies of David and so on, they were testimonies of faith. They obtained a good report because they moved by faith. Faith is the substance. And we said faith is substance and faith is evidence. We hope for things and there are things we haven't seen. And faith gives us the evidence that what we have not seen exists and is real. And we said last week that faith comes by hearing the word. Faith does not come by being courageous or by being brave or by being bold. Faith is not boldness. Faith is not courage. Faith is not just a bravado. Faith is having confidence that what God has said, He will do. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. The ground of your faith is not the church you attend or the pastor you have. The ground of your faith is not how long you fast. The ground of your faith is what God has said. And if you miss the word of God, you have missed faith. Now, when you exercise faith, between the time you say, I believe God because He has promised me this, and the time it becomes a reality, you have to fight the fight of faith. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12 says, Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you are also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. But the part I want to focus on is the A part of the verse. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. So when you operate in faith, you're going to fight the good fight, not the bad fight of faith. Fighting the fight of faith is not boxing in the air and hoping that you are hitting the devil. Fighting the good fight of faith is holding on to your faith even when you haven't seen the thing you are believing God for. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, 36 says, Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Now, just to put this in context, it was after this statement that we go to chapter 11, where faith is spoken about. So, the Bible is saying that when you believe God, you don't cast away your confidence. Because between the time you believe God to do something and you stand on His promise, you have every assurance that God has promised it. You know you believe it. You know that God has given it to you. But there is a delay in the physical manifestation of what you have believed for. And in between that time, you fight the good fight of faith. Many times we start in faith, but we lose the battle of faith, so we never receive the things we are believing God for. And I'm going to show you today two reasons, and that's not all the reasons, but two important reasons why sometimes there is a delay between the time you believe God and the time there is a manifestation, and why it is important between those periods to stand in faith. Because many times people believe God for something, they don't see it, and they say, well, I knew it won't happen. I've told a story many times of a woman who read the Bible. Jesus says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says shall come to pass, shall have what he says. So this woman had a hill, a mountain, at the back of her house, and it blocked her view. So she read the Bible. It says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt the mountain will move. So one day she gets up in her kitchen, she looks at the mountain, she points at the mountain and says, in the name of Jesus, move. And so she goes to sleep and she comes up and the mountain is still standing. And she said, I thought as much. I thought as much. In other words, while she spoke that the mountain should move, she really didn't believe it would move. And the moving didn't shock her. You should be shocked when your prayer is not answered. You should not be shocked when it is answered. Because answer to prayer is the normal. Not receive the answer is the shocker. But many times we get shocked. Wow, I received a miracle. No, it should be wow. It hasn't happened yet. Because God's word is surer than any other thing you have. We should be more confident in what God says than the realities that happen around us. So between the time you believe and the time it happens, there's going to be a fight of faith. And I'm going to show you two examples in the Bible and two reasons why it happens and why you should stand in faith. The first reason why there is a delay between the time you pray and the time you see the answer is because of spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. Everybody say spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is when there is demonic resistance to your prayer. When there is demonic resistance to your prayer. So spiritual warfare can delay an answer to prayer. You have prayed, you have believed, you know the word of God, you know the promise of God, you are standing on the promise, but there is a delay. Why? Sometimes it is because of spiritual warfare. There is a demonic resistance to your answer. And I'm going to show you an example in the Bible. It's the story of Daniel. And go in your Bibles with me to the book of Daniel, chapter number 10, verse 1 to 6. And see how spiritual warfare works. Now, if you are familiar with the book of Daniel, Daniel was taken as a captive from Judah to Babylon, and he became a slave. And he grew up for the next many years, about 70 or so years, in captivity. Now, at a certain time, Daniel began to read the prophecies that were written in Judah, particularly the prophecy of Jeremiah, which said that Israel was going to go into captivity for 70 years, and after 70 years, they will return. So when Daniel read it, he calculated the time and realized, yeah, it was 70 years. So he started praying for God to restore them back to their land. At that time, he was, in modern terms, you would say he was a high public servant, very high public servant, and he had worked under four different kings. The king he is now under is called King Cyrus. And I want you to follow the story very carefully. It says in Daniel chapter 10, verse 1 to 6. Daniel 10, 1 to 6. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time was long. Please note that. The message was true, But the appointed time was long. So the fact that the appointed time is long does not mean the message is false. The message is true, but the appointed time was long. And he understood the message and had understanding of the vision. Verse 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning, or in other translations, fasting, 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, no meat, nor wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all until 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. That's 21 days. So he's on a 21-day fast. Verse 4. Now on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, that is the Tigris, I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with the gold of Uphaz. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, and his eyes like torches of fire. His arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. All right, now I'm just ignoring the rest of it. But what I want you to note is there is the mention in verse 1 of Cyrus, king of Persia. Cyrus, king of Persia. Cyrus was the ruler of Persia, the physical ruler. You would say he's the president of Persia. He's the man everybody knew as the ruler of Persia. He was a real human being, and he had a real position of ruler. And Cyrus was the king that God used to facilitate the Jews' return. It's a very interesting drama, because the man who has held them captive all of a sudden signs a decree and says, go back home. So Cyrus makes a decision for them to go back home. And when Daniel began to pray, that's what happened. As he began to pray, God touched the heart of Cyrus, and Cyrus started the process of getting the people of Israel back home. It was at this time that Daniel set himself to fast and pray that the word of God will speedily come to pass. Now, as Daniel keeps praying, he's fasting, and he didn't really plan to fast for 3 weeks. He just starts praying and fasting, and he doesn't receive the answer the first day, so he continues praying, fasting second day. He continues praying, fasting third day. So he's praying and fasting. And on the 21 day, 3 weeks after he started his prayer and fasting, he had this profound vision of this personality that he describes in very, very high-sounding words. He had a face of lightning and so on and so forth. It is believed, although it's not mentioned particularly in this text, but it is believed that he is the angel Gabriel. Because if you read the book of Daniel, prior to this, the angel Gabriel has been the messenger that God sends to him. The angel Gabriel is God's messenger angel. All right. Now, at the end of 3 weeks, Daniel had this vision of this man, an angel. All right. Now, if you go to verse 10 to verse 14, the angel who comes delivers a message to Daniel. And I want you to follow carefully. Verse 10 to 14. Suddenly, a hand touched me. This is Daniel speaking. A hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright. For I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. This is Daniel. He's shaking as the man, the angel, is speaking to him. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. So what is the angel saying? The angel is saying, Daniel, the first day you started your fast, God heard your prayer and dispatched me to come and answer your prayer. So the answer to the prayer occurred 21 days earlier, the first day of his fast. Now, if the answer came 21 days earlier, why hasn't he received it? The answer is in the next verse. It says, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. For I have been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come. Interesting. Now, the angel says, 21 days ago when you started praying, I was sent with your answer. But he says, the prince of the kingdom of Persia. Is he talking about Cyrus? No. He says that Cyrus is the physical king, but there is another kingdom of Persia. Not the physical one, but the spiritual kingdom. And it has a ruler, and he's called the Prince of Persia. And not only is there Prince of Persia, he also describes kings of Persia. Kings, plural. So that's not Cyrus. So what is the angel saying? The angel is saying that God answered your prayer 21 days. The answer was dispatched. But in between the 21 days and now, there was something happening you didn't see. There was a prince of Persia. The prince of Persia is a demonic entity who controls the king of Persia and the kingdom of Persia on earth. So the kingdom of Persia, physical kingdom, is controlled by a spiritual kingdom of Persia. And the owner or the head of the spiritual kingdom of Persia is called the Prince of Persia. Now, the physical king has allowed the people to go, but the spiritual king says they're not going to go. So in between the decree of the physical king of Persia, Cyrus, there is a spiritual king who says, although Cyrus says they're going to go, I'm not going to let them go. So there is a struggle. So this angel who is bringing the answer to Daniel says, for 21 days, there's spiritual warfare.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebe. Email otebe@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.